Good afternoon, everybody. Time for a Mike O'Mara Show rarity.
How's that?
A listener suggested bit.
Wow.
Now, please,
what could go wrong?
Please hold all future suggestions. As I said, this is a rarity.
It is, yeah.
And now, as suggested by listeners Mark and Melissa.
What?
An not you guys.
Oh.
Other Mark, other Melissa. An exclusive interview with the Octomom's Vagin.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, look at it coming in. What do we welcome?
Oh.
Now
that doesn't sound good.
Octomom's Vagin, we've not met.
Nice to meet you.
What do we call do you go by the name Nadia? Like the woman who surrounds you?
You can call me whatever you want. I'm just known. I thought I was going to be known as the Octomom's Vagin.
Okay, well, we'll call you. We'll call you. How about this? We'll call you Ovi.
We're going to need air freshener.
That doesn't look good either.
I'm so tired.
God, yeah. You almost look, if I can say, you look like you're in slow motion.
Yeah, well, you'd be in slow motion too if you were as exhausted as I was.
Well, let's start with just the
all worn out.
The question that everyone wants to know. The question that everyone wants to know.
Yeah, Rob.
How do you feel?
Tired.
Really?
Exhausted.
Yeah. Sure.
I've lost all my flexibility.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Actually, that's wrong. I've got total flexibility.
A little too
flexible. I'm too flexible. That's right. I'm going in the other direction.
Do you remember at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, great.
When the people melted?
Fantastic.
Do you remember when the people melted and all the flesh just seemed to leave their face?
Yeah.
I'm somehow reminded of that.
I don't have
and
any
also,
muscle tone at all.
I'm also reminded of a wizard.
What?
Also reminded of a wizard sleeve.
Ah, it's good to be with you, though. I'm here because my lady upstairs,
Nadia Suleiman,
doing a porno movie.
Yeah,
with me.
Apparently it
star.
Was. This is not a word we normally use, but. It was what they call.
Oh, I don't know what that sound was.
I'll get the orange spray.
I think I do know.
You know.
It's what's referred to in the business.
You know what my favorite sub shop is?
What?
Queasnos. I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing.
Did you ever watch
Queasnos?
Did you ever watch the old?
That just made me laugh. Thank you, Melissa and Mark. What a great idea.
You know who was really good at Now settle down.
Nice haircut.
Yeah, I'm getting trimmed up today.
How you doing, Curly?
Now, do you know who my favorite person was in the movie Spider-Man?
You know what my favorite movie is?
What?
Queen Show.
Oh,
me.
I was referring to the oh.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to get a deep breath.
And then the smell. On top
hey,
of
how you doing?
All my papers moved.
God,
is there a breeze
I hate
in
kids.
Here.
Do you know what was
hate
good?
Kids. I hate kids. I hate kids. I hate kids.
That's why you're always kicking them out.
Yeah, I know.
You know who was great in Spider-Man?
Who was great?
Cleve Robertson.
Yeah, that's not. You got to do the QU, man. Come on, get the bit,
it's
Rob.
A bit of a stretch. But then so's OV.
Oh, it's great being Nadia.
So
Nadia Suleiman's Vagin.
Now, I can see you. Are you in contact with the uterus and the womb?
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch?
Oh, absolutely. And they can hardly talk.
Really? Yeah.
They're on life support, and I mean that. Yeah. I mean, they just don't even know what's going on. I tell you, it's just like a beep, 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 beep. It's like a beep, 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 beep.
Hey, you seem to
beep, 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 beep.
You seem to have energized a little since you've come in the room.
Hey, you're talking to you, you're stimulating me.
Oh, dear.
Is it wild?
I tell you, my face is getting red.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Wow. I tell you.
You're looking a little swollen.
Yeah, I look like a knothead, don't I?
I was going to say, is that your...
I don't know what any of this means. It's just kind of dirty and funny.
No one does.
Is that
beep, beep, beep,
beep,
beep.
Is that your nose?
That's, no.
No.
No, that's what I refer to as
easy.
My middle eye.
Ah,
thank you very much.
Let's go with that.
Yes, sir.
So,
you know what I like to do my taxes with?
What?
QuickBooks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that fantastic? Oh, man, I'll tell you something else.
Hey, before you leave, can I get your autograph?
Yeah, sure. I'll write it down.
Sign
yeah.
with this queel.
Yeah, sure. Oh, queel pen. Well, you know, how do you think my life's been since I've been, in the public eye?
I think it's horrible, but I think you're doing well because I see you came in a wheelchair.
Yeah, thank you. I got to tell you one thing, though. It's just been one after another really hairy situations.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look, what do I say to her once we get in the car?
No problem, Red. What you need is my special 5-point plan.
Come on, Damone, I need real help.
What do you mean? Hey, men have died trying to obtain this valuable information, you know. But I'll give it to you for free.
Okay, what's your 5-point plan?
All right. Now pay attention. First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl. Oh, Debbie.
Hi.
Two, you always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Now three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five, now this is most important, Rat. It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 13.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us. Can they?
No.
No, not today.
No, you know
what? I'm done. No calls today.
That's a good idea.
No calls today, so I'm not going to say it. It is Wednesday. This is May 9th, 2012, and our show today is brought to you by those wonderful life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. All the boys did this over the weekend. I was not in attendance.
I would love to see you seize today just so I could save your life.
We want to practice.
A listener wrote me a message that says, I took one of those courses recently myself, and I feel powerful.
Yes.
I feel empowered, and that's what it makes you feel like. Mm-hmm. Like you can really do some good if the situation happens.
And, you know, I was feeling a little intimidated going that day just because I felt like it was going to be this long, drawn-out, hard-to-figure-out concept. And it was so easy, I was shocked by it.
Everyone should know this.
Yeah. And the time flies by because the subject matter is so interesting.
And the instructors are really fun people, so it really helps make the time
go by. And if you think you are not mature enough to do it, not strong enough to do it, keep in mind my minuscule daughter passed with flying colors.
And
that's right. Yeah, well, I mean, even I'm stronger than Julia.
NVCC. They offer CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class. Save a life.
May I add one thing briefly? I did not know this until that day. They also offer family-friendly courses. You can find out about them on their website. I'll be taking Robert to be certified, and Robert is 9.
Really?
Yeah, he's into it.
So they can do it with little ones.
Yeah, they do Boy Scout troops and stuff like that. So if you want your kids to know what to do, you can take them there.
I'm
going to
grab the daughters and get out there
do it on a Saturday. You know what?
I
will tell you when my schedule with Robert, because it would be fun if we were together.
Let's do that. Cool. I'd love to do that. And really, it's I didn't translate what the listener said the right way, but it was something along the lines of it just makes you feel...
It empowers you.
I get that,
You feel like, you know, you can do anything. You feel kind of like Superman walking out of that. So we thank that. On the program today, we're going to be out at Clark's tonight.
Cool.
This is not a paid appearance, so I'm just giving a plug.
You don't have to be social or cordial to the listener.
I don't have to be nice and speak to anybody.
I
can focus on my mesmerizing game viewing and not have to interact with anybody. But Jimmy calls me last night and said, hey, what are you doing? He said, you know, we can do it at my house, or we can go to Jimmy's, or we can go to this other joint,
Jimmy
Clark's.
Cerrito,
and this is right around the corner from Jimmy's house. And I said, it's closer to where I live. Mm-hmm. Let's go watch the game. I'd like to go to a watering hole. And so I'm going to be out there. Carla will be there. RJ will be there. And a lot of listeners
are coming.
This
shocks everyone because we all assume that Jimmy lived at his bar.
Yeah.
Right.
And let me just say, when we do it this way, I certainly hope that the powers that be at Clark's are properly grateful for this incredible publicity.
Yeah,
right. That's all I wanted to mention right now.
They could show their...
Yeah, it's caps, 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 and I talk about them all the time. I'm not going to bore you with it. It's much more fun for you to hear the pain tomorrow than to hear the anticipation, because I really don't... I don't go into this game with any great deal of joy.
There will be pain either way, because this is game six, and so... Either tonight they lose and they're out of it,
right?
Or they prolong the misery for you by winning.
But of
course, so you will be equally unhappy either way.
But like the abused spouse, yes. I want them to prolong my misery.
Of course.
I want the pain to continue, and I really now, because of the gloating of the Ranger fans, I want the the Capitals to come back and win this. But the here's another thing.
Are they back in New York City?
They're in Washington,
tonight.
You are such a sports fan. You are, I know you don't pay attention. You're watching the producers, and you don't pay attention. All right. But boy, oh boy, whether it's a home game or
not. I knew the game was tonight.
My God, it's game six at home. It's big deal.
Well, you know what?
I'm not going because I'm out of money.
I should probably try to buy a ticket then.
Yeah,
here.
Get out there and check
I'll go
it out.
And I'll watch,
shut up.
You watch
don't
them get their
you
points.
You don't normally do this, but can you give us your prediction for tonight's game?
No.
No?
I don't think he wants to give a prediction because
that's
really
bad juju, Mark.
Could go either way.
That's bad juju.
Can we isolate that?
No offense.
If I do that.
I'm a bad juju.
Here's how I feel about it.
Watch out for the juju bees.
I'm strangely calm because it's a long shot now,
right? Yeah.
In my humble opinion. I feel sort of the same way. I said this on Facebook, that this team reminds me of the Red Sox of the 80s,
right,
where... they live to break your heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, you figure 7 seconds, 6.6 seconds left in the game. That's breaking, that's breaking people's hearts. I've seen the player interviews where the eyes get real wide, it's just hockey and we have to do that. What you're really saying is, I'm sounding, you don't know. The thing I will say about this team is that they have come back from adverse situations, but there's nothing quite like literally the game was done.
Yeah, it was
over. It was over. Uh-huh. A huge effort for that result, and then with a lucky break, because, really, who do you want to be lucky sports fans than the New York sports fans?
Right,
sure.
Right.
Who really are the luckiest sports fans in the world.
Can't catch a break.
But you will also say that the New York teams sometimes make their own luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I am, here I am saying I'm not, I'm kind of mellow about it. No, I'm not. I'm pissed.
Yeah. You're
I want to win this one just about as much.
Right.
Winning these two, even without winning the Stanley Cup, would be amazing.
Now,
I want to low key it.
Speaking of heartbreaking, though, so this is game six, which means there's been 12 playoff games thus far, because 7 and 5. How many of them have gone to overtime? It seems like every one of them has gone to overtime.
This has been the way the Caps play the game.
Extra period,
It's it's cardiac. It's absolutely every game is a one goal game. That many of them go into overtime, and it's just not. If it goes into overtime tonight, I will not be pleased. I will be like, Jesus Christ. Every Caps fan now feels the same way.
Too risky.
Oh my God, another. No one in the fan base of the Washington Capitals, and for you that don't follow hockey, it's overtime is what happens. If it's tied at the end, they go into overtime, and they play a full 20-minute period to see if somebody can score a goal. Mm-hmm. First team to score wins. You would think, being a fan, it's sudden death. You would think that the fans of the Washington Capitals would be excited about that, would think that it was something special.
But
right now, most fans are like me, where it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That's when they blow it.
Stop it.
Well, they want to go home and beat the traffic. That's the mantra of the D.C. sports fan.
I would love a 4-1 game.
Yeah, they haven't really had any of those in the series.
I would love going into the last game, but I'd still be nervous.
How about something
even more
spectacular?
They pull a goalie and then something would happen.
9-3. like a football score.
Fantastic.
Double digits. 42-16.
But right now, it's the ultimate, uphill battle, and I've been there before with teams that I love, and we'll see what happens, and I don't know.
Let's say the 2012 Capitals played the 1986 Red Sox at basketball. Who wins?
The 86 Red Sox?
Yes.
The Capitals win.
Okay.
At basketball.
But in overtime.
The 86 Red Sox were just like, the 86 Red Sox had pitchers that came out of the bullpen where the fan base collectively went, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's not good.
I love posing athletic theory with you.
The 2000, since we're on the subject of sports, and this is not sports talk radio, which I could have done, incidentally.
Of course you could.
What I'm saying is...
Me too.
The 2012 Red Sox are, this is what they do to me. I haven't been watching them because they've been sucking so bad.
Right. Yeah.
But this, but I tune in last night because their regular third baseman gets hurt and they call up this new phenom who's doing gangbusters.
Okay.
And I say to Carl, I said, this is a guy, Will Middlebrooks, even sounds like a ball player, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's, I said, we got to tune in to watch this kid. He's the new third baseman, and he's going to knock Euculus out of his job.
He sounds more like a neighbor from the 1950s sitcom world.
He's a Texan, Rob.
Oh, well then. Everything's bigger.
This kid, like the game I didn't watch, hit like a triple, a double, a home run. Mm-hmm. He's got a 385 batting. He's going out of his mind. He's playing great. Gets up, and he hits a double down the line. I said to Carl, I said, I told you. Mm-hmm. I told you. I told you. And then he, running over to third base on the next guy that gets a hit, the trainer comes out.
Oh.
And he's out of the game because he's got a bad leg.
Oh.
That's what the Red Sox are doing. And what I was doing is I was taking one tiny bit of that team that I root for and finding joy in it.
Mm-hmm. So Walter Brennan didn't get to pitch?
Injury. There you go.
Yeah, I'm on third base.
That'll fix him. That'll take the fight out of him.
Yeah, I'll bring you some dynamite.
So sports, you know, it's been, I don't know, I'm addicted to it.
Right.
I love it, but at the same time, I'm feeling kind of just in an overall pissed off state about it.
What if I brought you something that would cheer you up right at this very moment?
I would love to see something that would cheer me up.
How would you like to eat me?
What?
Yeah. That would not cheer me up.
I
think you
nickel.
Might.
And I don't go that way.
Because a lady that my mom works with, her name is Andrea, made us cake pops, as discussed on yesterday's show, of all of us.
Now, how long have those been sitting in your cooler?
These have been in the freezer, so they're perfectly ready to thaw.
So they've thawed?
They have thawed. I took them out this morning at 8 o'clock, and I'd like to give you, Mike, you can go eat yourself. Here is the Mike O'Mara cake pop.
It's a spitting image, really.
It really is. They're based
on
our strines.
On them,
They're based on our strines. Now, come on.
Who did these? Tom Gavin?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Andrea is a big fan of the show, and she was not. You know what?
I like the way she puts white frosting on my temples.
She was a little.
And on my lower part of my beard.
Now,
everybody's got that regular hair pattern for me, and I know I change it up a lot, but that's funny.
Sitting in today for Oscar Santana, Mark Ronick. Now, you'll notice the Oscar pop is a little darker.
He is darker.
And he has
Oscar
spiked
pop.
Hair.
Can I see Oscar?
They all have
Jesus.
Bug eyes.
Sammy Davis Santana.
My favorite is Buzz's because he has glasses. So
are they edible glasses?
Yes, they are edible glasses made out of like candy BBs.
How long did it take Jabril to make these?
Now, you see,
Guys.
Come on.
What happened is this lady worked very hard. She's probably not as enthusiastic with the results as she might have been. And here I am. This is before my head was shaved. How is it?
Questionable.
Everybody try one.
Okay, good.
All right. This reminds me of Davy and Goliath. They look a little like those
claymation characters. Yeah, and you know, this is a
why do I think
hot,
there's medicine in here?
There's a really hot trend.
Is she a good friend?
They're coworkers. I've not met her. I just friended her on Facebook. I'm going to eat my head now.
Take a bite. Tell me what you think. I want you to do a real flavor test.
The cake is good. But I think the icing has so much dye in it that it's compromising the flavor of the icing.
Like to the point where it tastes like ink.
No, not ink.
Hmm.
I can't place it.
It's a little chemical-y.
But man, the cake
is good.
Something
like that, The chocolate cake.
RJ, would you get me a cake pop out of the refrigerator?
Yes, I will.
Sherry's Berry sent me some cake pops yesterday.
Look,
awesome.
This is like
I want to compare the two.
Here's my impression of my cake pop.
Is everybody getting the like...
It's a lingering
the chemical
flavor.
Taste.
Yes. Yeah.
Here is my impression
Gross.
Of my cake pop as Abraham Lincoln.
It's the price you pay for art.
That's what I suppose.
Jeez.
It is the price you pay for art. Yeah. The chocolate cake is not bad, but the icing is a little chemically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you guys are Buzz just downed his.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll eat it. You know, it's free. So nice.
Well, I want a cake pop because this is going to be my excuse to cheat.
Right.
But this is great. This is the first time we've ever sat in a room.
It's a white case. It's a white box.
My glasses are crunchy.
Yeah.
The first time we've ever sat in a room and ate each other.
This is very interesting.
Well,
what's the name of this bird that did these again?
Andrea.
Andrea. Thank you, Andrea.
Is that true?
Big
I'm sorry.
Fan of the show.
You, now, Marcus is continuing to...
It's free food, Mike.
It's that time of the morning.
We'll eat anything at this hour.
We all have that. Yeah.
You know what? I'm okay with it.
All right, we're going to do a taste test comparison here when RJ brings out
He should be here any time now.
Well, I just realized I sent him into my refrigerator, which, you know, nobody knows anybody else's refrigerator.
The land of the lost.
He's going to come back eating pickles and meat. Yeah. What else is in your refrigerator that might be distracting him?
There's Guinness.
Yep.
There's cabbage.
What you're going to see, you're going to yell out and you're going to say, RJ, have you found the cake pops yet? And you're going to hear... That's opening the Guinness can. All right, say goodbye to my goatee.
All right. Well, RJ, what are you doing?
The whole thing in his mouth.
Oh, you know
well,
what?
Thank you, Andrea. That was very kind. And she inchworm. Obviously put in some time.
The eyes are very crunchy.
Inchworm. Right.
I just got to the eyes.
It's a white box.
That says Sherry's Berries on it.
Oh, that's Sherry's Berries.
Just, I'm waiting for him. I'm not talking. I'm just... friggin' waiting for him.
RJ Diaz will be here momentarily.
I think the cake pop
why come back and say I don't
I
know where
it.
They are when you can just D around?
What?
He figured we'd pad.
Well, seriously, what are you doing?
Do you want me to walk out there and see if I need
to? Yeah, go see what he's up. What the
might need to use a certificate.
We're now going to use a search party.
Make a note of that time.
You got it.
Rob may have
good
to use.
Lord, may have to almighty use his, on earth.
Rob
as... But they're not. I said the refrigerator. Ay, 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 ay. Como esta?
Wow.
God. That was my first racial slur against RJ. Like, he doesn't speak. He doesn't
he
speak
doesn't
Spanish.
Even speak Spanish.
No, we'll have to translate
he
that for him.
He doesn't speak Spanish.
He's, yeah.
He's in a white, in a little white container. Like a little white box. They sent him yesterday. This is really not the show as much nearly as my just desire a for a cheap.
Personal quest right
absolutely.
Now, so now you've sent Rob and RJ both back there.
You would think I'd successful. Have them in my hand by now. Mm-hmm.
You want me to go see how they're doing?
You might want to check. There we go.
There they
look
are.
At
they're
this.
Back.
All right, very good.
And here's a jar of capers.
All right, thank you.
Oh, good.
I didn't want
ooh,
the berries.
I love capers.
I just wanted to, what's the other? Oh, is that
step
more of
away from the capers.
All right, that's hold a wacky on. Caper.
All right, here we go. Pass these around. These are Sherry's Berries cake pops.
I don't see how these could be better.
Yeah.
But do these look like America's most beloved podcasters?
Thank you.
Ooh,
I don't
do you
care,
have a dark?
I'd
rather have a dark.
Right, I'll just switch with you. I don't care.
Thank
there you.
You
go. Sure.
I'm a big dark chocolate.
Ah, here we go. Boy, these are beautiful.
Yeah.
Here,
they are.
Let's unwrap.
That's a little bit better right there.
Look at that beauty. Look at that right there. Mm-hmm.
Back in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Hey, it sounds like the show's on 78.
RJ's going back to the refrigerator. We'll see him at tomorrow's show.
All right. You can fill
Rob,
that
we
out.
Will take a break. When we come back, we will do the Sherry's Berries commercial because we're eating their stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We'll let you know. Wow.
Welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
How's
Jesus
that?
Christ, this isn't even like fair. This is like sex.
Yeah.
A little better than our heads.
It's not the first time we've heard that.
But it doesn't really look like us.
I saved my face.
Well, you know what?
Face.
It's good if you can save face.
Sherry's Berries. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. I want to tell you.
Are you good?
You have no idea.
Wow.
Been a while since you've...
I'm having like a sexual experience right now.
It's a very thick chocolate.
You know, this is almost like a fudge center.
I know.
It's amazing.
I was thinking almost truffle-like.
Yeah. Yes. You're always causing trouble.
Mother's Day. You can tell all the moms in your life with a truly unique gift how much you love them. Giant dipped strawberries. That's one of the things they offer. Yeah. They also offer these little things we're devouring right now, cake pops.
Do we have any of those berries out there?
Yeah. Yeah, go get the berries.
All right,
we better try those.
Carla, I'm guilty. Carla, I'm guilty. I'm having a moment. I'm having a meltdown.
Hey, Mike, you're doing it for a sponsor.
We're helping. That's right.
In your choice of milk, dark, or white chocolate, get them decorated with icing, nuts, or... Oh, you brought the berries in, too, right?
The decoration.
Oh, did you bring them back out? Oh, sorry about that. In your choice of milk, dark, or white chocolate, get them decorated. God, you know what? Of all the ways we've sold this product, it's going to sell today. I swear to God.
Oh, this man. Is really. Unreal.
They're decorated with icing, nuts, or chocolate chips. Prices start at just $19.99. And thanks to such great responses last week, our listeners can still double the berries for just $10 or more. Say thanks to the moms in your life. Call 866-FRUIT02 or
that sounds sensational.
Visit berries.com.
It really is.
That's BERRIES. Click the microphone and type in TMOS for a special offer, but hurry.
Yes.
Have you ever heard
Mike?
I'm getting a sugar high. I swear to God, I'm getting a sugar buzz. Have you ever heard people say it like that? Hurry.
Hurry.
Hurry. Okay. Don't mind if I do.
If you like white chocolate, this is amazing. They not everybody can do white chocolate, but they've got it figured out. This
even
tastes like ice cream.
Even if you hate white chocolate.
Why isn't Ustream working today? This berry's the size of my head.
It is. You can't get that in your mouth.
Mm. Hey.
The only part of it.
Oh, my God.
RJ is such a tease.
What's he doing? Why does he play? What? Just do it.
I'm going to take a picture.
Oh. Wow.
He's trying to photograph all this for posterity.
Why don't you take a photograph of me getting one?
Yeah. Take a photograph of this.
You know, RJ, we really could have used some paper towels or something.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And a glass of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm doing this for a sponsor.
That's right.
Yeah,
Sherry's
yeah.
Berries.
I am going to say, I've looked at them. Mm-hmm. I've watched them be ingested.
Don't just look at it.
This is my first Sherry's Berry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Perfect.
Good, huh?
These are incredible. Really, support a brand new client of ours. We're real happy to have them. Mm-hmm. Prices started just $19.99, and thanks to such a great response last week, mm-hmm. our listeners can still double the berries.
Doppelberry.
For just $10 or more. Say thanks to the moms in your life. Call 866-FRUIT-02 or visit berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone and put in T-M-O-S. That gives you the extra berries for just $10.
Doppelberry.
And type in TMOS for a special offer.
Wow.
But hurry, that offer expires at midnight Thursday.
Mark
Sherry's
has,
Berries.
Mark
I just read the commercial twice because I got distracted.
Mark has a snack in each hand.
Double fisting.
And I am dripping with juice.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mention on the show today.
Yeah, we're going to get to that stuff.
Thank
North
you,
Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're
come
dripping.
On.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Come on.
I was originally...
Yes.
Going to start the show today with Rob, you've got to start focusing on the show. They're not that many. We're down one today, so you've got to start focusing on the show.
It was dripping.
I was going to start the show with Clay Aiken, yeah. but I decided that would be piling on, but I am
so
pretty stunned about that. We'll talk about that in a second like this. Also, vacation season. Oscar's not here with his little
right.
vacay.
Right.
Then it's going to be Rob.
Right.
Then it's going to be me.
Right.
And then it's and then somewhere in the middle is going to be Buzz.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway, Portland, Maine. We haven't forgotten you, but we do need some feedback. So, are you still accepting feedback for our location
I
up
am,
in Portland, Maine?
And I have several after the show to share with you.
Okay.
Several different locations.
Oh, wonderful.
Shoot. All right. Very good. And here's what I wanted to start with today.
Okay.
And I really realize I can't do a show and eat a chocolate-covered strawberry.
Well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
The thing is, it's because it's the size of a grapefruit. A chocolate-covered strawberry should be a one-bite on-and-go-and
deal.
They're
huge.
This is like eating an apple.
Later.
Like,
yeah.
Do they genetically do something? Are these like from Springfield?
These are mutant.
These are mutant berries.
These were developed, Mike, by Argentinian scientists.
Okay.
Just over from Germany.
If delicious is mutant, give me more.
Yes. I'm really sorry.
Don't I know
I'm totally I have completely and utterly send this to Sherry's Berries.
Yeah,
and I have forgotten the show today.
Right.
You're going to need to also change your shirt.
I know.
You look like you've been shot.
I'm having a problem. what I wrote down today was
yes.
Don't F with our CIA.
Yeah, please.
Clearly.
Here we go again. This applies to everybody. This is not the media exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
This is congressmen. This is talking heads on television that make their living as consultants. Just shut the F up. Can we let our secret agency, the CIA.
Because it's secret.
Get these people that want to blow up airplanes and just shut the hell up. This is none of this should be on television.
No, but
there
got
should
the
be
whole
a
thing.
One thing. They caught a guy that had a bomb. That's it. Shut up. Thank you. I don't need analysis. I don't want it.
And,
I don't want it.
And what I hate is when they said the CIA is disappointed with the amount of information that has gotten out.
Right.
Well, a little bit more than disappointed because they're really, really letting go stuff that makes us weaker as a nation.
This
literally
is,
weakens us as
a
nation.
And then when they're reporting on that. Like I use Rob and I, of course, watch the Today Show, which is just the absolute indicator of what the day's news is going to be.
See them on trapezes.
And, oh God, forget that. then it gets
sorry.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
But this is then they talk about how are you concerned that this is getting out after recapping the fact that it's getting out.
Yeah.
Here's my point, and we've discussed this before
yes.
about news.
Right.
The news media in this country, I would love to see one person. Just make a stand and say, we're going to have the country's best interests at heart.
And that really
with
a
scale of value. Write a book of it.
Yeah.
Write a rule book of it
mm-hmm.
on what you do. We're going to try to make our country better. We're not just going to try to get our ratings up and try to say, well, it's our job to report everything. Bullshit. Excuse my language.
Right.
What we should do is we should really think about what is good for the country sometimes. And I'm not talking about propaganda.
Right.
I'm talking about just when the opportunity presents itself.
National interest.
National interest sometimes really would, you know, it wouldn't matter because all the other news sources would do it. But what if one said, we're not going to tell you this story because we think, but ultimately it'd be bad.
I would prefer them not announce that they're not telling the story, though. I would prefer them just kind of alter the way they do business.
Who decides and where do you draw the line? I mean,
how's that Barry?
Who do we trust as an arbiter of deciding what should be released and what shouldn't? And should anybody have that responsibility?
Well, yeah, Mike, what's your take on that?
Give him a minute. He needs to think about it.
That's the longest I can make the question.
But on the bright side, the strawberry is gone.
Yes, yes, it is.
I'm really ready to answer that now.
Oh, good.
Yes, good.
No, I don't think there is any one person. I'm saying that there ought to be some standards.
Yeah.
Need some water, Mike?
I'm fine.
He's fine.
I mean, okay.
You're probably right, but I worry about that a little bit. I wonder who decides and how they decide.
Because if you go too far with it, you turn into the Soviet Union.
Exactly.
You know, but also, I mean, you can say the same thing on a much simpler scale about parenting. Mm-hmm. What if you let your kid watch an R-rated film? Okay, mm-hmm. Then you let them watch an R-rated movie. Maybe because it was based on language and
but
not
you
content.
Get to decide.
Yeah,
it's the same thing if you let them eat wrong.
Yeah. Try to control their nutrition.
You know what's great? This is almost like the Tonight Show in 1970. But we're not gesturing with cigarettes and drinks. Right. We're gesturing with cake pops and strawberries.
Candy.
I've had a moment today.
But I think it's fine.
Ask me where I'm from.
Where are you from?
West Virginia.
Oh, he's got chocolate darkened teeth.
Great day to have Ustream down.
Well, you know, I can even give you an update on Ustream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ustream, let's see. They, due to extreme large-scale DDoS attack targeting Russian opposition channels. This is the problem why they're down.
That's a denial of service. They're basically submitting so many requests that they can't answer.
Why don't you just take a deep breath? Mr. Techno Nerd, why don't you just take a deep breath and say, what did you want to say? Because it was like, beep, 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 beep. What did you want to say?
That is a denial of service attack, meaning so many requests came into the website.
From bad guys.
They could not service them all. So they basically shut it down.
So it's been attacked.
Now, hold on. I still don't understand. So you're saying Ustream.
Mm-hmm. They're inaccessible right now.
Because people have requested bandwidth to broadcast television programs?
I don't think they've actually requested. I think their usage of Ustream is that quote-unquote request. Yeah, they're trying to access it.
What did you say about Russians?
It says here,
like
targeting Russian opposition channels. So anybody can start a channel on Ustream. So what they're telling us is that they're going after these Russian opposition channels, and this is why they're blanking out Ustream. And
Russian opposition
they
channels
obviously
about
have some,
what?
They obviously have some servers overseas in Russia, and I think those servers must be giving them a lot of trouble
right now. I thought their servers
now.
Were in Japan because they got...
They have them all over the world.
Yeah, they're all over the world.
Yeah. I actually have a tape, Mike, of one of the Russian broadcasts that's on Ustream.
Let me
right
stop
now.
For a second before you play your little joke. Hold on. I have to ask this question.
Okay.
Targeting Russian opposition servers.
Mm-hmm. Channels that are on the Ustream service. Just like we have a channel.
Yeah.
Russian opposition groups have a channel.
Exactly.
And those Russian opposition groups have been attacked, and that's tied up the network.
Thank you, Buzz.
Ah, so now I think I get it.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
This is on Ustream right now.
We just got through to one of the channels.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Russian.
That's great.
Thank you. La 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 la.
It's a silly show.
La 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 la.
Gee, Mike, he sounds just like you.
Is it the next one when he goes up and does the key change? That's the one I like.
This is going to be in my head all day now.
Oh no.
Shall I? This is what Ustream is carrying right now.
Yes.
It's all you can get.
Oh, wait. Key change.
Oh, key change.
weird. So anyway.
So when did Black Gold record this?
I'm actually glad we're not on Ustream now that I've got strawberry juice all down in front of my shirt.
Should I get you a clean shirt?
It looks like you're about to be carried out of Ford's Theater.
So the story goes like this. This was a double agent. So we actually got the bomb that was going to blow up the plane from you know, one of our agents who actually pretended that he was going to actually be a legitimate, I'll say actually a few more
a
times.
A Saudi agent, actually, who was helping the CIA,
Who broke the news about the Saudi agent? How
That's
did they know
what
it
I
was
wish
a
I
Saudi?
Knew. I mean, I think the CIA would have liked to have kept the secret, so maybe it came from the Saudis. How this information was delivered to the news media so that they would turn around and report it, I don't really know. There's a lot we don't know about this.
Just amazing, though, because we I've always said this, like they'll say, a brand new stealth bomber. We'll take our cameras out there and show you how it works.
Right.
Sure.
It just doesn't make any sense.
No,
but you know what? It really isn't on the media. It's on our government.
That if they let it get out,
I think
it's out there.
And really, back in the days of Walter Cronkite, if I can, because we talked about it the other day, did you have a cottage industry where generals, colonels, people like that became talking heads immediately after they got out of the military?
No, they used to go to work for defense contractors, and many of them still do.
And it's and it's big business now that they come out and they do. I think we just have to... Maybe at the very top of our government, just police this a little bit.
But I don't think those experts are going to, because they still, I think, feel a loyalty to their country and to the agencies for which they worked. I don't think they're going to tell us anything that, that we don't need to know. And I also wonder to what extent this is a deterrent to terrorists if they know that, hey, we may have guys in your organization.
Well, yesterday when the poobah that was with the National Security Administration was on television, and he was saying, has he been captured? He will not be a threat anymore. So he, that's what they were saying.
It was a non-denial.
No, no, no.
Denial,
but then when you do that, they're like, that's when all of a sudden the investigative shoes
come
off.
The investigation happens, but, you know, Buzz brings up an interesting point, is that maybe that the fact that this got out, that we do have double agents, and by the way, it's shocking and cool to me that there is still double agent stuff going on. I thought that era was over.
Well, the CIA, they took out eight CIA agents when they dealt with a triple agent, which can happen. That's the double cross.
But what Buzz says is maybe this was released on purpose to let people know that the double agent still exists, and maybe it makes them a little more careful.
To tell Al-Qaeda, you can't trust your own people because they might be ours.
And you know...
Yeah, boy, I hope... I hope against hope that you're right.
Because we obviously can still keep a secret. We did the Bin Laden thing in secret.
I mean,
government knows how to keep a secret. Right. And I would hope that this release was by design, and even them saying we wish the information hadn't gotten out,
I think we're
could be part of the plan.
Well, I just get scared because I really think that I would love to. I'd love to think that our powers that be are doing their job. There's one aspect of our government that I don't believe you should F with, and that is the CIA and the National Security. I like the fact that those bad guys are off doing their Liam Neeson crap, and I don't have anything to do with
also,
it. I don't want to hear about it. I just want to be safe. I think we ought to take out those leaders that are bad. You know, Hugo Chavez, how was your apple?
What would Liam Neeson say to Al-Qaeda if he were in that situation?
What's that?
What would Liam Neeson say to Al-Qaeda if he was in that situation?
I don't know who you are. I don't know where your turban is. But I do know that I have a set of skills.
Yeah.
Very, very special skills. Skills that involve dipping strawberries in
chocolate. Now, do you have the music ready?
Do
you remember what we talked about before the show? Ladies and gentlemen, a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Rob Spiewak's World. We talk about Rob all the time on this show, and we notice that Rob loves everything retro. And we just played this music. I just wanted to say Rob's world. Rob doesn't have anything particularly interesting in his world today, other than sitting his son down and watching The Producers.
Watched one of the great Flaming Queen Broadway movies of all time last night.
Yes.
The Producers.
The Producers.
And my son Robert sat down and began watching it with me just at the moment that the flamboyantly out-of-the-closet Roger Debris comes out wearing a dress.
Right.
And perhaps you remember Roger Debris is played by Christopher Hewitt, who would become Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere.
Precisely.
Hello there.
And that's so he comes out in high drag.
Turn up your Rob's the World music. That's
a little louder,
Or perhaps, Mike, that's just the theme. Maybe what you want is the overture to
World. This is Rob's World. Now it's time for Rob's World.
Better.
Spanning the globe to find out what useless movie Rob watched with his children over the weekend. Today, The Producers. And now, with Rob's World, here's Rob Spiewak.
Robert, I think, was drawn to the producers not because the man was wearing a dress, but because it was in color, which is an odd choice for me.
You know, it would be an extraordinarily homophobic thing for me to say, what with North Carolina passing the ban on same-sex marriage yesterday. It would be very bad for me to be homophobic on the show, but you realize that putting these type of films in front of your son on a regular basis and not taking him out of the backyard to throw a ball could result in perhaps a direction that, now I believe it's biological. I don't believe it's environmental.
If that direction lasts for more than 4 hours,
then be very, very careful.
Yeah. And it, really, you can't throw a ball with a kid at 9:30 at night.
Hi, Dad, I'm home from college. This is my roommate, Chip.
Oh, you see, that wouldn't happen.
You don't know.
Based on one movie?
And you'd be, I would hope that everybody in this room, if they had a son, would be cool if it did happen.
Of course.
Sure, of course.
I know that if my daughters, I would accept that. I believe it's biological. That's why I believe these people in North Carolina are thick-headed, and they are...
They're hillbillies.
They're you know, depriving people of their human rights.
And
I think that's a sad situation.
Correct. I think that there's not going to be a properly decorated home in the entire state.
That's right.
You know. Now, you know, let's for a second...
Years later, Robert III turned 25, and his father was shocked to realize that he was working as a seamstress on Broadway.
See, I think that, you know, obviously we don't think that this will turn Robert homosexual.
Right.
But.
Go ahead and say it.
You know, I liked it better than gay. The fact that I don't think this will turn Robert homosexual.
But I do wonder if you're setting up Robert for lots of bullying and maybe beatdowns at school.
Well, no more than
because
Rob.
Because here's
had.
A kid, he's going to come in and tell all of his friends, hey, I saw the producers.
Right. Well, what did you watch? I watched The Avengers. What did you watch? I watched the Battleship movie. What did you watch? I watched The Producers with my dad.
Right.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen.
The thing is,
no one does.
I've set him up for bullying in a good way is that, you know, I'm 6'2, Carrie is 5'10.
Yes.
He's going to be a big guy.
Yeah. Is he starting to sprout a little bit?
You know, you can estimate a kid's height by doubling their height at age 3, I think it is. The doctor has like a formula for it. He looks to be between 6'4 and 6'5 when he grows.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Now listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen, just as your dear friend of many, many years.
20 years.
I have to tell you this. Rob, 6'4 and 6'5.
Yeah.
You're talking scholarship material, you know?
Yeah, academic scholarship.
I didn't have...
Just like his father.
My little swimmers didn't produce a penis. Mm-hmm. Yours did. And now 6'4", 6'5", and maybe taller than that. That's basketball. That's football.
Could be.
That's good tight end material.
If that's what he wants, then I will absolutely support him in it.
Kid doesn't. Kid
he
will
has
not.
No chance.
He will not. He will be in theater arts like his father.
No chance.
I doubt he'll do that.
Does he have... You had mentioned at one point, does he have an aptitude for sports, or does he share your aptitude for sports?
He is not a good runner. And I believe that's the quote from the oncologist. I told you the story when we took him in.
But I'm not laughing when there's an oncologist.
God, thank God.
You know, that he beat this thing. I'm delighted.
There are side effects of chemotherapy.
Yes.
He was in chemo for 3.5 years.
Right.
And we were concerned that one of the effects is, you know, you don't sprout right in your legs.
Right.
And so he said, well, let's take the boy out in the hall.
Right.
Let him run. Let me see how he runs. And he can tell if that's a result.
And he said perfectly normal outside of the fact that he doesn't run well.
He shook his head. He said he's just not a good runner. I went to my parents.
Were you a good runner?
I went to my parents and told them the story about the doctor. And they started laughing, not because my son is a bad runner, but because we used to live next to my elementary school, and they revealed to me at that time that they used to watch me on the playground and laugh at the way I ran.
Oh, I've been
Ladies
there.
Ladies and gentlemen, and that there. Is Rob's world.
Thank you.
So, yeah. I hope he's a fine athlete, and I will support him in anything, but perhaps something in the sciences.
Right. Or, you know, at least he'll be able to reach the tall curtains.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right after this, everybody. Hey, as well as our sponsor, I want to mention to you that the ride is coming up.
Yeah.
It's time to register for Poker Run 2012, the ride for Fisher House. It's my ride to benefit Fisher House Foundation.
Yay.
The check-in will begin at 8 o'clock from 8 till 10, Saturday, June 9th. That's the second Saturday in June at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax, Virginia. If you are a biker, if you know a biker, if you know people that you want to have visit you from around the country, have them come in. This is a great reason to pop in for the weekend. It all starts at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax, Virginia. The ride starts at 10, and our destination is Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon with a couple of great stops along the way. A $20 buy-in, buy as many hands as you like. You get five cards at each scheduled stop. You get one card at each scheduled stop.
So right? You have five at the end of the
total
run.
Total five right. cards. Right. Best hand wins, and you can buy up to three more cards at the end of the run to improve your hand. Coffee and breakfast while available, and that's first card at Patriot Harley-Davidson, mm-hmm. co-sponsor of our ride. Register at Patriot that morning or go to MikeOMaraShow.com/pokerrun.
Right.
We appreciate that. Now it's time to continue on with the show.
Yes.
And this segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. We talk about it all the time.
Love it.
It's fantastic. Same-day shipping, a money-back guarantee. And try the new Omega 2. That's got a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click on Smart Smoke. That ad is right on our website. Let's open it up for today. What do you have for us, Rob?
I see you over there with your cherry ice cream smile. I just want to make everyone in my generation...
Oh, RJ, it's time for the Audio Vault.
Okay, I want everyone right ahead. In my generation to feel ancient. Do you know that this week marks the 30th anniversary? 30 years ago, Duran Duran released the Rio album.
Wow.
Really?
30 years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
So that makes,
wow.
makes me feel old. And 2 minutes ago, Mike did not have white chocolate falling out of his mouth.
The 80s seemed like yesterday.
Yeah,
this is a great vault.
It's going to be great. Lots of listening
it's
today,
full of
Mike.
Berries.
I'm so proud. So proud yeah. that Virginia Commonwealth University, the university
saw
that saw fit to give me a diploma.
Didn't Tab hip you to this?
Like 80 people tipped okay. me to this. They were featured on The Daily Show last mm-hmm. night because I didn't realize that on May 5th, Obama spoke at VCU.
Yes.
At the commencement?
No, he went down there to do a rally at right. where the basketball team plays. I forget the name of the arena. It wasn't completed when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really great, really almost like a puff piece that really celebrates the great academic environment at the Virginia Commonwealth University.
VCU.
Yeah, so let's check this out. Here's The Daily Show.
The youth vote. It helped push Obama over the top in 2008. So it's no surprise he officially kicked off his 2012 campaign at Virginia Commonwealth University. But will the youth vote be a problem this time around? From what we saw at this pre-speech campaign rally just down the street from VCU, as of May 5th, 2012, young Obama supporters are fired up and ready to go.
I'm fired up and past ready to go.
Are you really committed to this effort?
Yeah, I'm really committed.
Do you think you can keep this enthusiasm up until November?
I think I can, because I'll drink Corona like it's water, drink Bud Light like it's water, drink vodka like it's water, tequila like it's water.
Can you keep it up until November?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I come here all the time.
I'm fired up.
Surprisingly, despite a dark and uncertain future, these students have managed to stay hopeful with simple remedies.
Are you worried about tomorrow?
No, Tylenol and water.
My future starts Monday. My weekend starts on Friday.
I gotta get
Hold up. On a second. Are these real students?
Yes, this is a real bar just about a mile away from
with VCU students.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Because you talked about VCU being in the middle of the a very questionable neighborhood.
It's not as bad as it used to be. They closed down the Lee-X Art Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Floors were sticky in there.
Oh, God.
I really don't have to worry about a hangover because I don't get drunk.
What issues are important to you?
Make marijuana illegal.
If marijuana was legal, I wouldn't be going to jail Tuesday.
Now, hold on. I think this is the neighborhood. I think they're playing a game here.
No, I think this was really real students.
You think they were students?
They were all in a bar, many of them wearing sombreros.
Oh, dear.
And I say, VCU, go Rams, go.
Wow, you must
so
be
proud.
So proud.
And I think the president chose a good college to go to. I mean, he wouldn't want to go to, like, William & Mary.
Go to Mayo.
Go to VCU. Excellent.
Yeah, VCU. Well, has your school, I know since I graduated,
mm-hmm.
my school's been on kind of an upward curve, and AU, American University, has gotten better and better and better.
More prestigious.
Has VCU continued in
it's
that direction?
It's a zero-sum game, Mike. As American improves, I believe, if I am correct, we still had our accreditation when I graduated. But it's no longer. They might have gotten it back, and I hope they did.
Is our Ustream up, RJ?
We are broadcasting.
Nice.
Oh, that's hey. Great.
Hi, Ustream. And show your shirt.
I have strawberry juice on my shirt.
What
thank
kind
you
of juice?
Very much. Strawberry.
Strawberry.
And you would have played basketball if they'd finished that arena.
Yeah, mm-hmm. God, if only. Yeah, it's sunny
funny.
And hot.
If he could
you
run.
You are funny when you talk about your yeah. alma mater.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm very proud.
Mm. I'm stunned that you went there. I would have.
Why?
So are they.
Because I would have pictured you at another in-state school. Well, you got a scholarship
yeah,
of some kind,
I got
kind,
a
right?
very, very good one.
Okay, so that's the one. Yeah, okay. That's
it was the decision was rather made for me. They okay. lowered the bar so much that I went down and hung out at the bar. So are you excited about the Dictator movie?
The what?
The Dictator movie. I am
most unquestionably not.
Me too.
I thought when I first saw the previews, I thought it was going to be something, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be nothing.
I think it's crap.
And he is yep. really, he's promoting it Borat hard. He held a
press
conference.
I think he's crap, and I think he may be done.
I agree
really?
With you. I agree with you.
I don't think after this he's going to get... Look, after Borat, you know, he's had stinker after stinker. This has now moved from where he's just pulling an elaborate ruse to he's turning into some sort of like Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler, and I don't think it's going to fly.
He's promoting yeah, this right. like Borat hard. He's everywhere. Yesterday he had a press conference at the Waldorf Astoria in character
yeah.
in New York City.
He's doing everything in character.
Yeah.
General mm-hmm. Aladdin now, it turns out, he endorses Mitt Romney.
If it was the money that I was giving, I support and I give my full support to Mitchell Romney. He has the makings of a great dictator. He is incredibly wealthy, but pays no taxes. And it's not much of a leap to go from firing people to firing squads. And from
okay,
putting
stop
pets
right there.
On the...
You don't need to hear,
do you
need hear anymore.
Just the guffaws this of laughter in the background.
Disinterest.
It's not... It's not funny.
No, it's mm-mm. not.
It's, you know, and the bit was, I thought it was funny when he spilled the ashes on Ryan Seacrest.
Except not really.
But I mean, then you've seen the trailer 100 times right. where he shoots the other runners yeah. and, okay, he's a dictator. Hardy har
right.
har. I don't know. I don't
maybe
see where
he'll,
the funny
maybe
is.
He will surprise and delight us.
You never know. It might, you know, knowing the way the world's going with movies now and the way I like movies, it'll probably get a 10.
Now, you know who is a surprise and a delight always is Hillary Clinton. And I was going to ask you this yesterday before
oh,
I had this
yeah.
tape.
Yeah, baby. Oh,
when,
baby.
Really,
those cankles. I love those cankles.
Really, when did she give up? Because she appears to have given up.
Some, right. some days, that's
I think
true,
to
yeah.
say that she's given up would indicate that on
no,
some level...
No, she used to try. She used to try.
But, you know, really.
But anyway, this is a tape that I found of her this morning. Really, Hillary, give us something.
Because, you know, if I want to wear my glasses, I'm wearing my glasses. If I, you know, want to pull my hair back, I'm pulling my hair back. It's just not something that I think is that important anymore.
She doesn't care.
You know
put
what?
Put on
I'm
your
all,
sweats and go to Walmart.
On.
You know?
Hold on. Really? And of all people, you disappoint me.
Yeah.
Really?
Because that is every that day. Is overtly sexist.
Is it?
Because Hillary Clinton is the Secretary of State. I'd rather have her not giving a rat's ass how her hair looks and figuring out how to pull us out of right. a you know a diplomatic crisis
I
with
agree.
China. I know I sound like my mother saying that, but yeah. that's really the way I feel
I withdraw
about
the
it.
Remark.
I mean, I don't think she's like, you know, if you say that, for example, if Kate Upton
yes.
shows up on a TV show looking like crap, then I'm saying, hey, why did she quit this morning?
Right. Yeah.
You
right.
owe it to ourself to make yourself, because mm-hmm. you're all about your looks.
Okay,
Hillary
let
Clinton,
it
doesn't matter.
All right, let me take it to a different tack, though.
Doesn't it, dear?
What about the fact that she is representing our country?
Right.
She should put on, just like I wouldn't want to see the president not wear a suit. I want her to look her best.
When she does, when she has those occasions, she does dress up.
Okay.
What do you want her to wear? A cat suit?
But she's not running for office anymore, so she doesn't care.
I like fishnet stockings on anybody.
Be a big cat.
RJ.
Be like that cat. Be like the cat suit. Be like that cat that just died.
Oh, meow the cat. Yeah. The 39-pound cat. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Sad, right?
Most of my political, you know, they're, you know, I, you know what I like? I like my LPGA golfers that look hot.
Julie Inkster.
And they're still, no, not Julie friggin' Inkster.
Nancy Lopez?
There was one in one of the, you know, I get it. You know how I get 1,000 magazines
yes,
in this house?
Yes.
There was one of the, they had an LPGA lady, and oh. my God, she's English.
Yeah.
And she looked amazing. And that to me is still, they're still trying on that LPGA.
Sure.
They're trying to generate interest, and right. they've got this onslaught of Korean women coming in that, you know, that all look like weebles.
Right.
And they're trying desperately to, to sex up the LPGA. Now, that to me is like you're an athlete, but nobody's coming to see women play golf. It just hasn't taken hold in America. So you got to sex that
That's
up.
Right.
So you don't want that. Hillary, focus on. I don't what care how you look, darling.
What if we made a Korean golfer the Secretary of State?
I think that what you need is you need some Korean hot golfers. Mm. Korean women are beautiful women in many circumstances. The one I've seen, though, like Puck Lock Me or whatever, you know.
Hey.
I think he plays for the Caps.
I mean, let me look up. You go ahead.
But they look like Weebles, you think. Yeah.
LPGA.
Okay. Sad moment today as we lost a World War II veteran and an amazing television producer, Bob Stewart.
Oh, yes.
He created, check this out, Mike, The Price is Right, Pyramid, to tell the truth. Bob Stewart. And Password.
Best games on TV, in my opinion.
And he had a really great theory. I love this quote. He says, the best shows on television are the ones that make you talk back to your TV.
That's right. That's a great
and
point.
I mean, if you think of all that great stuff that he's generated, The Price is Right was the best reason to be sick as a kid. Right?
Yes.
Because you get to stay home and watch Bob Barker on The Price is Right.
I love The Price. And it was an honor meeting Bob Barker a couple of times.
Such a nice
guy. But Pyramid and Password were just hands down some of the best games, in my opinion, ever on TV.
Good wordplay. And also because you were always thinking, I can do better than that.
Well, right, right.
Yeah. Natalie Gulbis.
Talk to your TV.
Natalie Gulbis.
She's a piece of ass on the LPGA.
Nice Globus.
Paula. And here's the dirtiest name for an LPGA girl. Paula Creamer.
Oh, yeah.
What I was going to say is last night, me and the missus were...
The missus and I.
Me and the missus were watching Wheel last night.
Yes.
And we get so excited about Wheel.
Well, there's lots of colors,
she
right,
makes
Charlie?
Popcorn, and then I reached in the popcorn, was bitten by a spider, and we both died. Oh. That's an arachnophobia joke. I'm sorry.
Wow.
No. So we're watching
John
Wheel.
Goodman.
There is this obnoxious guy, and I had no idea he was gay until he introduced his boyfriend, and he was totally obnoxious. And Pat Sajak made what I, you know, with the North Carolina thing, perhaps I'm a little more sensitive, made what I consider to be an overtly homophobic statement.
What did he say?
Well, it's when they go at the end, when he wins, and they go and they spin the little wheel to find out what the prize is going to be, and then
they
saw
the final
puzzle, and he said, all right, just follow on, not too close.
No! Did he really?
But the guy was not, he was not flaming, he just was an obnoxious guy.
Right, yeah.
Like, I called him a douche when I saw him because I thought he was just being a dink.
My favorite gay contestant ever was on Millionaire when it was still hot.
Is that the guy that goes,
yeah, and then when he won and he went up there, and
I buy a million pairs of shoes.
He says, I stayed home and watched ABC, and then I bought shoes. And then what I love is when he introduced his other, the guy in the audience badly mic'd says, Hi, Regis.
So where were you? I'm sorry. We got to run out. Okay. We got a couple more here.
Then, also rest in peace, and this hit me a little bit because I used to have pictures drawn by this guy, Prince, in my bedroom when I grew up, Maury Sendak, who wrote Where the Wild Things Are, and they covered that on the NBC
Buzz
News
put up a thing on
a
his
picture.
Facebook.
I love this book. As an adult, I love this book.
Here's the NBC News coverage of the passing of Maury Sendak. Sendak.
Word arrived the children's book author Maury Sendak had died. He was 83 years old. He was considered by many the very best at his craft, and he taught more than one American generation about where the wild things are.
The thing that was so neat about that, and I think the best kids' literature, the best kids' movies, they have an underlying flavor of darkness.
Darkness, yeah.
And that is a scary book when you get right down to it. And I think with the monsters and everything, it's good because it challenges kids a little bit. You know, Willy Wonka is scary. The Wizard of Oz is scary.
You know, I think there's a New England disconnect for me on this because I think when I was growing up, we had Robert McCloskey, and there was not an undercurrent of darkness in my Blueberries for Sal and One Morning in Maine were my kids' books that I remember. I have a little memory of Where the Wild Things Are.
1963 is when it came out.
So it's right around when I would have read those.
Here's President Obama reading Where the Wild Things Are in 2009, and I just think what's funny about it, not a gag, this is real.
Okay,
you made your face.
I was hoping.
Okay.
are you going to have more of this?
Hold on. Christ. I have his most recent reading of it. President Obama's.
What is this, Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning?
Hold your breath.
Thank you.
Make a wish. Now count to three.
President Obama.
Come with me and you'll be
singing
in a world of pure imagination.
Barack Obama.
There he is. On key. What I was going to say is that he made a reference when he read the book about chasing the dog with a fork. Remember?
Right, yes.
And he talks about eating dogs, so I thought that was odd. We'll close then with Gary Busey, who was on Kimmel last night offering tips to how to make your Mother's Day best. And, you know, we've gone on and on about how great the Kimmel show is, but the thing about Jimmy Kimmel is he's obviously got his hooks in Busey.
Right.
And he lets Busey be Busey.
Right. Right.
And this is the best use of him.
It's gold.
We close today with Gary Busey.
You gotta tell Francis that I'm not a librarian. There, now we go. Mother's Day. One of the most special days of the year for your mother. And you, when you play your cards right, to make your mother happy. One way to make your mother happy is get her a box of heart-shaped chocolate... I started to say meatballs, but it's candy. It's candy. Okay. What we do is...
It's fine.
Get some vodka, take a syringe... You bring vodka into the syringe.
Uh-huh.
That's vodka. Then take out a piece of candy and you insert the syringe into the candy. And then you put in the vodka. And then by the time your mother eats all this candy, she'll be dancing on the roof naked. That's one way to have a good time with your mom. But don't throw her like I did. She might hurt herself.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
That's Gary Busey.
That is. And that Kimmel, man. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It's time for news with Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Michael. Brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, where you'll find a gift store designed just for Mother's Day. And you can check out the jewelry, crafts, and kitchen departments for other great gift ideas for mom. Or you can give your mom a Kindle Fire. Thank you for doing all of your shopping all the time at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mark, this is go time for Amazon, right? This is when everybody's getting that last minute, oh my God, I didn't take care of my... It's Wednesday, the Wednesday before Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. This is a huge shopping day. Please, 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 please patronize some of our fine sponsors, including Amazon. That helps our show immeasurably. And if you don't do it this month, I'm sorry, we're shutting our doors.
No, no.
No, I always say that.
Did you see Saturday Night Live? This past week, did you maybe see on the internet they did an Amazon commercial and it was for 50 Shades of Grey,
right?
Oh, the sex book,
right?
And it's basically the parents, the dads are with their daughters or sons, and they're taking in a surprise present for the mom, and the mom is caught in bed masturbating to the book.
There's that word again.
There it is.
And you know, at one point the daughter is sitting in the bed and the mother is clearly uncomfortable, and the daughter all of a sudden pulls out this giant dildo. Look, it's a microphone, Mom. Start singing on it. You got to look that up on YouTube.
So support Amazon. Uh-huh. It's huge for us. Please do that this month.
They have those on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
know what I bought?
Do they really?
Yes.
Yeah. You've looked?
Oh, of course.
Of course, yeah.
First place I went.
I bought syringes and heart-shaped meatballs.
Right.
Yeah, delicious.
Now, a lot of us share a lot of phobias, irrational fears in many cases. And a new survey says that spiders, heights, snakes, and being buried alive all come in after our new number one fear, losing our cell phone. 2/3 of us now say that is our biggest fear. That's up from 53% just 4 years ago.
I don't fear it. I just make sure I don't do it. I mean, as spiders is much more valid, I think.
What you got there, RJ?
Strawberries.
Are you diving into another one?
No, I'm actually going to hold them up to the camera for the Ustreamer.
Oh, very nice. Okay, that's very
sure
good.
You are.
Sure. Hold them really close to your mouth.
I'm deciding which one.
Maybe we fear losing our cell phones because of our addiction to Facebook, which according to new figures is now used more often on smartphones than it is on web-linked computers.
With that great app?
Yeah.
I came in for a... Oh, God, the Facebook app.
Can
you explain
ever.
To me, Mark, why the Facebook app
I've heard Todd and Oscar talk about it on Tech 411, and it has something to do with that it's not really a programmed app. They're using it. It's more of a web browser that's surfing surfing the web.
Oh, incidentally, thanks to Trip Affleck for giving me the tip on turning off social cam so that everything I do is not immediately spewing back onto my page. I appreciate that, Trip.
He's
Thank
a good
you.
Guy.
But it's just a piece of junk, that app.
Well, and I think because we each have 5,000 subscribers, that we tend to jam up more than other people who use the Facebook app.
Yeah, when I get
so
going,
it may be
on
more us.
When I get going incidentally, my apologies. Playoffs will be over soon. When I get going on the Caps and I'm all over Facebook, I'm sorry. If you're not tracking with that, I know you're getting my updates, and it's just like ridiculous. What did Big O and Dukes do last night when they did the live Ustream to get all that presence on the newsfeed? It was everywhere, and I want that. I want that. I want that. It's another idea I wish to steal from them.
Well, it's very simple. There are two options on Ustream. There's the chat room option, and then they call it their social stream option. Mm-hmm. It works very similarly to a chat room, except that when you type and you post it, it ends up posting to your Facebook and your Twitter and that kind of thing.
And there you go.
Way to be on that.
Live and learn.
There you go.
And by the way, if you are Facebooking on your phone, a lot of times it's easier to use Safari to actually go to Facebook and take the app out of it. Just go directly
there. Well, I like to do, Carla likes to check in, you know, and where you're in.
Make sure you're breathing.
Unfortunately, no, check in like wherever you are. Stop it. You know what I mean, Mal.
The way the kids do.
And the thing is, it takes an eternity on that Facebook.
It does.
It's terrible.
Now, the reason you care about yesterday's Republican Senate primary election in Indiana is that it moves us all into an even tighter gridlock in Washington. One of the last few Republican senators who was willing to at least work with Democrats was pummeled at the ballot box yesterday by a Tea Party guy who, like other Tea Partiers, would rather stubbornly stand their ground than compromise. After six terms, Richard Lugar was voted out of a job mainly because he's a moderate, willing to reach across the aisle and not on the far right like the victor in this race, Richard Murdoch. It seemed like a good idea for Democrats, choosing lovely Charlotte, North Carolina for this year's presidential nominating convention, but since most Democrats favor legally recognized gay marriage, it could be an interesting convention, since North Carolina voters yesterday chose to make banning gay marriage part of their state constitution.
I mean, really? It's sad. I really would think, couldn't we just evolve a little bit?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
I mean, we can't.
We cannot. Because
I feel like we're going backwards.
Well, the hillbillies are pulling us back.
It's craziness. It really is amazing to me that something like this, and it's not that they passed it. I can understand that probably with the voting base and the Christian right that exists in that state, but the celebrating and stuff like that. Hey, we've deprived people of human rights.
Yeah, the shooting of signs and all of that stuff.
I think it's a drag.
Actually, it was already banned in North Carolina, but yesterday they made it part of their constitution, so it would be next to impossible for state lawmakers to grant gay marriage rights in the future. President Obama, who will be in North Carolina for that convention, is now caught between the gays who've supported him and the religious blacks and Hispanics who were even more crucial to actually getting him elected. There are now 31 states out of 50 that have banned gay marriage.
62%.
Thanks,
sir.
The Catholic arm of the far right, the Catholic League, has pressured Delta Airlines to pull its ads from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
You still playing for them?
The Catholic League.
Yeah, hello, how you doing? I'm here with the Catholic League. Great to have you with us right here. That Jon Stewart, what a disgusting person he is. He's just disgusting. Everything he has in his show is disgusting. Oh, hello, little boy.
No. Throw me the ball, Murphy.
When Stewart recently mocked Fox News for not covering the Republican so-called war on women, Stewart suggested women could protect their vaginas from medically unnecessary probes by wearing a manger between their legs.
That's way over the line.
Yeah. Kellogg's, by the way, Kellogg's not pulling its ads from Stewart's show. Quoting the company, consumers speak with their remote controls.
Amen. That's the way it is.
In other news, the man who was supposed to carry that suicide bomb onto U.S.-bound flight turned out to be a double agent, as we discussed. The Saudi spy had infiltrated al-Qaeda in Yemen, and after volunteering to be the bomber for them, he turned the bomb over to the CIA.
I know we're not supposed to out these guys, but he's outed now, and who knows where it'll go. They know he's a Saudi, but that's a hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just imagine that level of courage.
He will be put to work in another place at another time. He can't go back there, obviously, but we can still use a valuable guy like him.
Oscar's going to do a podcast with him. Can I do a quick shout out to the Kellogg's people?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Very proud of them for doing what they said.
Is it their jingle,
I hope? Yes, I love
the jingle. I love the jingle.
There's that iPad working overtime for you again.
Yeah.
That was worth it. Can Rob give a show?
Brought to you by Kellogg's.
This segment of the show I will not get back.
No one will.
No one's offering.
And Mitt Romney, who criticized Obama for bailing out General Motors, is now taking credit for the company's recovery. He says that Obama used his idea of taking the company through bankruptcy in order to save it.
Well, between him saving the auto industry and then Al Gore inventing the internet, politicians are great.
I may have to eat my words when I predicted the Mitt Romney victory, because it might be a situation where Obama just has to sit on his hands and let this guy pull crap like this.
Bingo.
Because he's in a lot of trouble for this, and he's going to have to scramble to get out of it.
Rapid fire sex news here. Turns out what mom really wants for Mother's Day is an affair.
Not mine.
The extramarital website
Is that guy still calling on her?
Stuart?
Yeah.
No.
That's
it. I saw him. We walked up. I swear to God, we saw Stuart.
Is Stuart with us?
Stuart was sitting on his patio, and we walked up, and he was sitting there, and we all waved. My sister, Carla, and my mom and I, we all waved at Stuart, and he was sound asleep in his backyard.
With his eyes open.
I was afraid you were going to say he grabbed himself.
No, he didn't grab himself,
because that would not have been appropriate.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
The extramarital website, Ashley Madison, says business goes up on and after Mother's Day from women who feel underappreciated.
I don't think it's Mother's Day. I think it's spring and warm weather. I think it's
a combination of those things. I think moms sometimes get disappointed they didn't get the kind of Mother's Day attention they were hoping for.
I think it's because I'm a lousy husband.
Let's go on S&D.
Science I've banked on for years. The only thing worse than having your soldier husband die in Afghanistan is to meet his other wife and son at his funeral.
No. Oh, wow.
The Army says his first wife will get the benefits because he didn't divorce her before marrying the second one.
Wow. That really is one of the situations where you're allowed to just go, well, this is awkward.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, how about that?
The American Psychiatric Association once again decided in its annual review not to recognize sex addiction as a real disorder.
Who are you? I don't know you.
A female constable in Texas is being sued for sexual harassment by a male employee who says she forced him to motorboat her enormous breasts.
What?
A Minnesota teen was told he couldn't bring a porn star to his prom, so he's having her and other porn stars over to his house on prom night and inviting fellow students to join him for a porn prom.
Oh, my.
And finally.
Stupid little squirt.
Finally, very short here.
Yeah, emphasis on squirt.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Finally, the guy who broke the Jerry Sandusky scandal at Penn State is now suing the school. Mike McQuarrie's lawyer is Elliot Strokoff. I'm just telling you. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Yeah. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center, or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Yeah. Take a class, save a life. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Berries.
The Monkees, brought to you by Kellogg's.